This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday. As we have items sent to us, first from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week, include Tuesday and Wednesday. They include a child welfare on Avenue A. Received a report of a four-year-old boy running up and down the alleyway. He's going to sleep well tonight.
Yeah.
Officers were spotted, located him back at his home. So he went home, the four-year-old, just like the dog did, too. When he got loose.
Well, you know, you put a plate of food on the floor.
I know.
They come a-running.
Yeah. Auto burglary, North Hamilton, received report of a theft from a vehicle. Case under investigation. We've had a bunch of these pop up again here in the area. So all you got to do to deter the car burglars is to lock your car.
Ah, too much trouble.
It is a lot of work, Russ.
Got to reach over, push that button, or hit the fob.
Mine's on the fob, and you got to push a button. It's like, no, that's too much.
I'm exhausted.
Come on. Can't someone else do it?
I saw a news clip. Residents in San Francisco, they're so tired of the crime that's not being stopped. And it's considered low-level crime. But what they were specifically talking about were people breaking car windows and grabbing stuff.
Oh.
It happens 98 times a day.
Wow.
Yeah, and these folks had enough, and they've got their own little community watch thing happen. Pretty interesting stuff.
It's easy to steal there. You just got a brick.
Yeah, exactly.
And the cops aren't going to come out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Intoxicated subject, North Everts, an officer was advised of a vehicle that was parked on the north side of the building, and the caller believed the occupant was intoxicated and something was up. I'm getting my spider sense. Officers responded, contacted the occupant. Subjects were just using the Wi-Fi from the business they were parked at. No intoxicated subjects. So, disposition completed. So, they're drunk and they're up to something. Wi-Fi.
I wonder what the rules are about that. If you've got an unprotected Wi-Fi source, you know, they're stealing my Wi-Fi.
Well, I think it was on Everett Street. I'm guessing probably McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Where they have free Wi-Fi for you.
Well, I checked, and I have less Wi-Fi than I did before. They're stealing it.
My Wi-Fi limit is down.
Yeah.
I think McDonald's is doing some refurbishing or something, so they can't go in.
Right, remodeling the interior.
Yeah, so they're just parked outside of it, and someone, a concerned citizen with spider senses, knew that something was up. So the cops went out, and after a thorough tasering, they laughed about it afterwards. Traffic stop on West Coulter. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a citation for driving while using a cell phone. And no insurance. Disposition, citation issued.
Wow, so had gone through the warning process, apparently.
Yeah, caught again.
Yeah.
And so they got a citation for using a cell phone.
Excellent.
So,
that's like the first citation we've heard of.
Yeah, I think it is. So we owe the Powell Police Department donuts.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get a dozen.
I knew it was going to cost us at some time, Ron.
Jeez, can the station's promo budget handle it?
I can sell, well, what can I sell in here? Nothing much.
What about that autographed baseball? It's signed by Butch Somerville. Come on.
I do have my fart machine. I could sell that on the open market. You know?
It's got to be worth a dozen donuts.
Yeah. Property lost. Powell area received report of a lost black speaker stand. It's metal and a tripod. Disposition, dispatch handled. Not sure exactly what happened there.
Usually it's something that doesn't fly away.
Well, and usually we don't get the roadies calling up the police department. So, On the law violation, north of Zorka, received report of a male in a blue crew cab truck with a blue topper going down the alley and putting stuff in all the dumpsters.
Oh, great.
An officer responded, stated the vehicle was not in the alley when he arrived, and after checking an extensive area, didn't locate the truck gone on arrival. So.
Yeah, why make that long trip out to the dump when you can just poach 300?
Yeah, just go inside town and drop it off.
Sure.
So. Let's see. Someone found a phone, brought to the police department. Traffic stop. No visible registration. Officer advised, driver had the proper paperwork. Ah. No action taken. They all smiled about it afterwards. So let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a bomb threat at the Manor House on Mountain View. Hazmat disposal. Uh-huh. Disposition. See, case. So that will get to your senses going there. Is that the hazmat and bomb crew?
I suddenly feel so alive.
Yeah. Let's see, animal stray. Albertsons, German Shepherd running at Albertsons. Unable to locate. So
I'm guessing he was in.
And we're back.
I'm guessing he was running around the meat department.
Yeah, that's
or maybe dog food section.
Yeah, you got it's one of those things. Dog in a grocery store, yay!
And I tell you, you see a German Shepherd pushing one of those carts.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
Yeah, you
got to
get your cell phone out and get a picture of that.
Hey, it's 10 items or less.
Miscellaneous assistance, Yellowstone Avenue. Harpy advised his ex-girlfriend sexually assaulted him. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. They don't get a lot of calls in Cody for that one either.
And I was powerless to do anything about it.
I'm going to give you 1 hour to stop that. No, it's like,
she's a husky gal.
Threats, Pinnacle Bank. RP states a below-listed person made threats to blow up the bank. Disposition, arrest made. I guess you can't do that, Russ. That's against the law.
That's a really weird. Yeah. You know, back in the old days, you'd get a toaster for opening an account. I guess they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I guess you can't just say you're going to blow something up anymore. So
no.
Let's see. Stolen vehicle, Sheridan Avenue. RP said subjects took her vehicle without permission. Disposition, C case. So that's definitely a crime.
That would be stealing, yes.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, Juby's Trailer Court. RP says someone parked behind his trailer and shouldn't be there at Juby's. So, warning. And animal noisy, Juby's. RP says there are dogs that bark all the time at the above location. That's because of all the suspicious activity.
And the weirdly parked vehicles.
Yeah. He's parked behind a trailer. Yeah. Nuisance complaint, Peak Avenue. RP wants to report underage drinking somewhere in the above area. Warning issued.
So. Somewhere in Park County, I think there's a minor drinking.
Yeah,
get on that.
What's the warning, though? You kids, you better stop drinking so much. Mm. You know, but there's usually not a warning in that. So
you're going to hurt that liver.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, Walmart. RP said he lost a plate to his trailer or someone stole it when he was at Walmart. Assistance given. Yeah, that's what they wanted, the plate from your trailer. So.
Well, they're so expensive. I think I don't think it's ever cost more than like $30 to register my trailer.
Yeah, and of course the guy had put it on with gum.
You know. Bad gum.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't even the good stuff.
Assist other agency, Crystal Cove Apartments. RP would like assistance with a home visit. So, yeah. If you're going to go visit somebody at Crystal Cove and you need a cop with a gun there, maybe you shouldn't be visiting. I would visit someone else.
Yeah, and why do you want us to come along? This guy can get pretty surly, so you never know when he goes off.
Yeah, you better have your gun ready, though, okay? Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, Crystal Cove Apartments. RP reporting possible meth left on the floor in the hallway. Disposition, assistance given. Usually meth heads are pretty good about keeping their drugs, Russ. They'll be back. Yeah, it's not like they, gee, we have too much meth. No, meth heads never say that. So, drug-related. Draw Street, RP in the lobby, found paraphernalia at his residence and brought it to Law Enforcement Center. Disposition assistance given. Huh. So Law Enforcement Center had a box, a drug box. You know, it's filled with bongs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
bongs and such.
Yeah. Let's see. And then traffic stop, Bighorn Avenue. Nissan with South Dakota plates pulling a homemade trailer. Disposition warning issued.
Homemade. I knitted it myself.
From South Dakota, which is, that's how they, there's no trailer sales in South Dakota. Everybody just makes their own.
Gotta make your own.
Some are made just out of cereal boxes. So, it's one of those things. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Ogden Do-It Center, where they have more than gum to put on your trailer license over at Aldridge's. So maybe check that out. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police and Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report. And coming up later, what do you got going on over there?
We are going to...